chairperson of the commission, I increase, and the delegation, our staff, and our legal advisors. I don't know whether I'm audible enough. Am I? Okay, honorable members, just to remind ourselves that last week we got a detailed presentation on the bill, even though it was not official. Just to familiarize ourselves what is contained on the bill, but because it was not yet referred to us as a committee, we had to have this formal briefing after it was referred to us. It was referred to us on Thursday last week, but looking at the pressure that we have, we then requested the Secretariat to do the public hearing, the advert for submission, if there are people who will want to make some submissions on the bill. Today, Chaplain, we had thought that today we are going to have this formal briefing, a very brief briefing, too, because we are having a house sitting there. I don't know how brief you can be. But we're also planning to have to sit on the 21st to finalize the bill, because we're hoping that if there are submissions, we'll have received the submissions and finalize the bill. I look at Honorable Zwane the way she's looking at me. I know it's holidays, but we have to do this for election purposes. We will be meeting in Gauteng, not in Cape Town, with O.R. Tambo, Southern Sun. That is where we are planning to meet, just to finalize it from our side. It will then be left with the NCOP to sit, to adopt or consider the bill. But today we have, I think we have 45 minutes. I don't know how brief you can be, just to take us through, and members are aware that we're not debating the bill today, we're just receiving the bill, the briefing. We will debate on the 25th after receiving the also submissions if they are in. Honorable Zwane?
No, thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to caution that maybe 45 minutes will be quite long, because we are actually voting in the House, as you know, on the different votes, and to that extent, I think they'll be going in about 15 minutes from now, or 20 minutes, I don't know. But maybe max is 30 minutes that we can have.
I think you got it, Chair, if we can just speak to the bill, because we did receive, we do have the insight on the bill. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services, Honorable Dlamini, Honorable Members present of the Select Committee, on behalf of the Electoral Commission, let me thank you for this opportunity for us to present before the committee the proposed electoral laws or electoral amendment bill. And we are very much grateful for having given us the opportunity, and we are very much mindful of the busy schedule that we have. Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, as we are all aware, in 5 months from now, the term of the Peace Parliament will come to an end. And this will then trigger the start of a 90-day constitutional window during which elections must be held. And these elections will be the sixth national and provincial elections. Now, because of the time, Honorable Members, let me just briefly indicate what is the amendment all about. The bill seeks to amend three pieces of legislation, namely the Electoral Commission Act of 1996 and the Electoral Act of 1998 and the Local Government Municipal Electoral Act of 2000. And these amendments are in preparation for next year's national and provincial elections, as well as to align the relevant provisions of the legislation relating to municipal elections. And key among these amendments are those which relate to ensuring the accuracy, the credibility, and trustworthiness of our common voters' role. And therefore, the some of the amendments that I would bring forward is that is to clarify the commission, the sources of the data that is then required for us. And the other is, honorable member, is amendments relate to updates of our legislation, which provides the accreditation to provide voter education for an election, and certain prohibitions that we believe then will enable us to be in a position soon after the proclamation of the election date for us also to publish these particular amendments. And we cannot be in a position to publish them until they have been actually cleared with the presidency. And hence the situation that we all are in is how then can we best ensure that by middle of January, everything would have gone through. Let me indulge to just thank the honourable members for having allowed this bill in such a busy schedule and under the various pressures that you may be faced with. Honourable Chair, I think for me that summarises, it's a summary of the summary of what is in the bill, but the bill itself speaks for itself, and I'm made aware that honourable members, some of you have already had at least a sight of what it contains, but that's the long and short of the Electoral Commission's presentation. And once more again, thank you very much, honourable Chair and honourable members.
Very much, honourable chairperson of the commission. Honourable members, we the bells are ringing for the house. I'm tempted to request you with the summary of summary, also to consider the briefing, the detailed briefing that was done last week, and make it as one package and adopt and accept that briefing as is. Otherwise, if I open for another presentation, we'll not make it for the House. It's a proposal that I'm making to the House.
No, thank you, Chair. Although one was not there at the initial briefing of the committee, but if a fully-fledged briefing was done to the members of the committee and they've got a full understanding of what it is that is going to be amended, and they had an opportunity also to seek clarity and ask questions. I thought this sitting was just meant to formalize in terms of procedure of Parliament, and to that extent, I want to support your proposal.
Okay, any different view? Honourable Mamfuru?
No, thanks, Chairperson. I don't have any different view. I wanted to say when you saw me going out, I wanted to check whether the bells were ringing for the House to convene so that they are aware that the committee is sitting, so that they extend time. So they've allowed us up to 1:30, but it doesn't mean it must go up to that far. Thanks.
Samka?
Mine is not about where we discuss or talk, but it's about what are the processes that will follow the briefing now. Can you just update or give us the processes on the bill? So that when we're doing a lesson, we can now with the review and this. That is my question.
Okay.
Okay, can I take that we agree that we accept the briefing, the summary of a summary coupled with the initial briefing before the bill was deferred? Can I just conclude that one, please? Allow that one. I'll come back to you on the side.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I'm in support.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, if you had more to say, I'm sorry, our program is very tight. From here, now that we've received, to formalize. Oh, I'm told you do have copies with you of the program. Yeah. We've just received this briefing today. We have already advertised for input to be submitted just to make up the 14 days excluding holidays and weekends. Then we'll be sitting on the 21st December to finalize the bill from the committee side. The plan is to meet around Gauteng because it's central to most members. We'll be sitting there. The meeting will be starting at 12, so that is the proposed time. And then after that, we'll be done as a committee because it's a Section 75 bill. It's not a Section 76. We're not going to provinces. Then it will be upon the NCOP to consider the bill. But we don't want it to be on our side. We just want to deal with it and finalize. That will be the process. Any other issue? Are we fine? Honorable Sok? Okay, welcome, DM. I'm sorry, we are very much pressurized. The house, the bells are already ringing for the house to resume. We're almost done. We've got a briefing from the chairperson, but we said because we did receive a detailed preliminary briefing last week, we formalized that we accept it as a briefing as a committee. We will be sitting on the 21st. We've already advertised, waiting for submission. We're not going to invite people or organizations to present. What we'll do, we'll consider the submissions if there are any. Then just for your, on your side on the 21st, but we don't need that. We don't need you, except our legal team. It will be the okay. So that will be the process from now. Then it will be upon the NCOP to sit. But as a committee, we will be done by the 21st. If there's nothing, honourable members, can I declare this meeting closed?
Hey, man.
How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.